So, on the latest episode of Nima Parvini versus Right Wing Ideas, I'm taking on concerns over the declining birth rate, a particular hobby horse of Elon Musk, but also something that I see argued across the right from a few different positions, each of which I will interrogate in this video. Before I get going, promo code Shredder gets you 25% off all courses at the Academic Agency. Just a couple of days left on this sale, which I've allowed to run a little bit. It's been quite popular. So a couple of days left on promo code Shredder. I'll play the ad. When I come back, we're going to discuss declining birth rate. It's promo code Shredder. World-class education denied to you by school, denied to you by woke university. Well, no more. Pick up your course today. 25% off all courses with promo code Shredder. That's Shredder. Buy it now. Right, so those decrying the declining birth rate, and by declining birth rate, I'm talking about global birth rate, but also birth rate in the West as well. But it's declining all around the world, especially in the developed parts of the world. They tend to have three flavors, okay? So the first flavor is the Elon Musk style, where he worries about growth for his capitalist schemes, okay? Second, there is the Christian style concern, where they simply believe more people equals God's will or God's good or whatever. More people equals good, equals God, something, some, you know, more believers, whatever it is, or whatever the Christian justification for it is, they want more people, okay? Third, there is the ethno-nationalist style, where they worry specifically about white births compared to all other demographics, okay? Now, the truth is, in all cases, is that there are too many people in the world, and that the population in all places should be allowed to decline, and market models, economic models, need to de-hook themselves from the addiction to quote-unquote growth based on growing populations. This addiction to growth, incidentally, is the justification given for mass immigration too, now debunked by the disaster of Boris Wave. You know, sluggish growth in the British economy even after the injection of 6 million newcomers. But anyway, economies are there to serve people. If the population shrinks, the market can reorientate itself to more productive ends to suit a lower population, as per Say's Law, conveniently forgotten by libertarians. Say's Law works both ways, both in expansions and contractions. During the Black Death, the English population halved, but wage rates doubled. It's still one of the biggest jumps in wage rates on record. And after the Black Death, culling of the population due to a natural tragedy, Britain went on to experience a period of growth and a period of prosperity for the country. Actually a good time in the country, and with Elizabeth over the horizon and the first British Empire over the horizon, Shakespeare and things like that. Exciting time. This was in part afforded by adjustments to the population. There was a big population boom after that as well. Europe conquered the globe with a fraction of its current population. All these concerns about birth rate are a chimera. For example, Europe's population in 1500 was around 70 to 88 million, all in, all of Europe in the year 1500. Today's European population is 700 million. Yet, with 88 million people, the Europeans dominated the entire globe, as per elite theory, the organized minority against the disorganized mass. I've talked about this in various articles on the Forbidden Text as well, but it's just worth reminding ourselves about how that worked. Declining birth rates are elite-driven outcomes. Policies like welfare, feminism serve the ruling interests, of course, as per things I've discussed already. However, if you allow the population to fall, if you let them reach a more naturally... Maybe it's like, well, I don't know if there's like species-wide awareness or something, but maybe like some mysterious force knows there's just too many people in the world. We need to have fewer of them. If that is allowed to happen, think about the benefits. It would ease pressure on the housing market by decreasing demand. It would lower the costs of everything. Potentially, it would improve living standards for all of the existing populations because there'd be more space. You could park your car. You wouldn't have to queue to get a coffee, a Pret. There would be space again. And even today, in this overpopulated little island, I hear old people saying, yeah, things are nicer. Even though the country was poorer, things were nicer back in the day, because it was less crowded. You could pop into town without having to like pay a fiver to pay and to go in some overpriced car park or whatever. It would also improve, as per David Attenborough. I made a tweet that was seized on by people like Joel Berry and James Lindsay. Yikes, they said, yikes. Because, I was listening to LBC Radio, as I often do, and there was a guy, a guest they had on, who said David Attenborough was right. David Attenborough is right. 8 billion people is too much. And the Earth's population to come back into balance with ecology, to come back into balance with all the other species, with nature, should be 1 billion. So, I simply tweeted out, David Attenborough was right. The global population should be reduced from 8 billion to 1 billion. Wow, this caused an absolute furore online. When I tweeted that out, and many people commented on it, they say things like, "Oh, well, how about you first?" and things like that. That's not an actual answer, because I'm not suggesting that anybody needs to be killed. Right? What I'm saying is simply allow the population to decrease. Everybody says, "Oh, well, China's got a demographic crisis. South Korea's got a demographic crisis. Japan has got a declining birth rate." If every country has a declining birth rate, if you just allow the excess population on top to die of natural causes, every nation will be in the same boat. So relatively speaking, nobody will be worse off. Because if you read Mearsheimer, The Tragedy of Great Powers, everything is always relative. Everything's always relative. So let the populations come down. Stop artificially propping up exploding populations in nations who, without the kind of aid and various other prop-ups you give them, wouldn't be able to sustain those populations. Let it come down again. And I'm not saying this out of a kind of Malthusian malice or anything like that. I simply think that everybody would just be happier with fewer people in the world. too many people. Miserable. Everybody knows this. Again, I hate to use my video game analogies again. But everybody knows. If you play in Civilization, you get unhappiness. You get unhappiness for overcrowding. And what I don't like, what I've never liked, are all these kind of libertarian arguments. Walter Williams and things like this. Oh, you could get the entire world's population in Texas. Yeah, true. You can also squeeze 24 people in the average motor car. Doesn't mean it's desirable. Just because you can do it, doesn't mean you should do it. So, what else? What else? It would also empower labour. Forgot to mention that. An excess population favours capital, favours the employer. Decreasing population, smaller labour pool, favours labour. So it could actually, just like doubling the wage rates under the Black Death. Also ended serfdom, by the way. You know, the last vestiges of serfdom were ended during that period. So too, could it end modern serfdom? What about that as an idea? So, yeah, I mean, I don't really know why everybody's addicted to this idea that there has to be 8 billion people in the world. Think of all the pointless lives spent. You know, some Nigerian city with a KFC in it, packed to the gills with people from all different backgrounds and races, scoffing at the trough of KFC. Now picture David Attenborough asking why. Why does this exist? What is the point of this? Or Julius Avila even. Are these people existing to be anything more than matter? What is their higher purpose? Or have they even been bred in the darkest scenario? Have they even been bred to consume the KFC? So now you're in a situation where the capitalist machine is producing its consumers in order to consume product. You're literally born to be a KFC consumption machine. Is it so bad to dream of a better way? So, that's what I say. Let the population come down. Let me know what you think in the comments. I mean, I suppose one of the things you could say is that this is one of my less realist views, as, you know, given what I've said in all the other videos. Let me just come back on that before I finish, okay? The population is declining. The population is already going down. You don't even have to do anything. You don't have to intervene. You don't have to. You just do nothing. And the population is going down. As if God himself says there are too many people and God wills it that the population goes down. Let it happen. Just let it happen. And if some of these massive corporations and investment banks and central banks sort of all go tits up because they're all built on an unsustainable model of perpetual growth, well, them's the brakes. That's competition, that's life. That's what they tell you. When you lose your job, oh, go and retrain. Find a new opportunity. Reallocate to more productive ends, JP Morgan. Well, do it then. All right, pick up a course at the academic agency, promo code SHREDDER, and I'll see you for tomorrow's episode.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.